Hey everybody, this is Pastor Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I want to welcome you today here to our midweek video on our YouTube channel. We're glad that you decided to watch this video. It's a nice day today in Michigan, and I got my windows open. You might have heard that truck go by. It's nice weather here. I prefer the cooler weather that we've been having lately over the summer heat. That's just my own personal preference. But anyway, I'm glad that you're here. I'd like to welcome you to our YouTube channel. Hey, if you haven't already done so, if you would consider subscribing and ringing the alarm bell so that you can stay current with our ministry here when we make videos midweek here or when we're going live from the assembly building on Sunday morning. So if you haven't done so, please consider subscribing and ringing the alarm bell. Our featured book for the month of September is my book, The King James Bible in America, an Orthographic, Historical, and Textual Investigation. We've been featuring this book during the month of September, and this book was published 2 years ago, September, and by Dispensational Publishing House. And if you haven't already done so, I'd like to ask you to consider checking this book out. This book covers the printed history of the King James text in the United States, as well as some other interesting things like the copyright, whether or not the King James Bible was ever copyrighted. And there's a lot of things that people say about some of these subjects that aren't necessarily the case, that are addressed in this particular book. So if you haven't already done so, please consider picking up a copy of that book. And also, before we get rolling here, I want to remind you about our Rumble channel here, Grace Life Bible Church on Rumble. And we've established this as an alt-text site should something happen to our YouTube ministry, and we're posting our videos both on YouTube and here on Rumble as well, at least our newer videos. So please consider checking that out if you haven't already done so. Another thing I wanted to mention to you is something I brought up last week in my video where I gave a health update and a Sonship Edification announcement. I have been releasing every day at 9 a.m. one of the studies in our series on Sonship Edification. And this is going to go on for as long as it takes me to release all of the videos. So I'm going to be doing this from Monday through Saturday. And we'll release all of them at 9 o'clock. And I've created a playlist here titled Sonship Edification. And so far, since it's Wednesday that I'm recording this, there are 3 videos that are available in that series. So this playlist is going to continue to be populated each time a video is released. Now, I'm rebroadcasting those videos. Those were originally shot or filmed or taught in 2014 and 2015 as part of the Grace History Project. But I'm re-releasing them and rebroadcasting them to deal with what I what I've observed to be is sort of a resurgence in Sonship Edification, and I think a lot of people are going that route without fully realizing necessarily where that route is going to take them. So, just an update about what I talked about in the video from last week. So, what do I want to talk to you about this week? What I want to talk about this week is related to something that I've seen a lot of, and that's a lot of conversation about science. And, of course, with COVID going on and everyone has an opinion and the whole thing has become political, and it's not my intention to talk about any of the politics of it or vaccines and not vaccines or anything like that. That's just not something I want to spend my time on making a video, at least not at this point. Maybe at some point I will, but or would want to, but not right now. What I want to talk about is the word science in the King James Bible. There's this verse here, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, where Paul says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called. So as we think about science, and we think about that verse in the King James Bible, the word is science. Now, if you look this word up, if you look this verse up in an NIV or an ESV or a modern version, the chances are they're going to have changed the word science in 1 Timothy chapter 6 to knowledge. Okay, and so that creates some questions. Of course, for a lot of King James advocates and King James Bible believers, that's a major problem. Okay. Now, I want to be clear about something. I'm not advocating that the word science be changed. I think science is a perfectly acceptable word here to be used to describe what is going on here in 1 Timothy chapter 6. That said, though, I do think that we need to understand the word science based upon what this word meant in the early 17th century when the King James translation was done. In other words, what did that word mean in the early 17th century when the King James translators sat down to do their work of translating? Okay. So today, even in a King James Bible, it's common for a modern reader, somebody reading the King James Bible over 400 years later in the 21st century, to come to this and read the word science and insert a modern understanding of the word science into this verse that the translators didn't necessarily have when they did the translation, okay? So let's go back and look at some notes. These are from my class from This Generation Forever, Lesson 101, where I was talking about William the Translator and some insights that Tyndale could provide for us on some of the disputed words and so forth that get debated as it relates to the King James Bible. And I chose to cover in this issue of knowledge versus science. So I want to kind of just review this and make a separate video, okay? So much has been made about the meaning of the phrase science, falsely so called, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, in the King James Bible in recent days. So I originally taught this, like, I don't know, a year and a half ago, before COVID, or any of that stuff, you know, became an issue. Many are interpreting the phrase to be a reference to the empirical or observational sciences, such as astronomy, physics, and chemistry, to name but a few. At first blush, it is understandable why readers of the King James Bible in the 21st century would ascribe a modern understanding of the word science to the phrase science, falsely so called, when it is encountered in the King James Bible. This, however, does not answer the question of how this word or phrase was used and understood in the 17th century when the translation was made. It's my contention and belief that the phrase science, falsely so called, is not a direct reference to the observational sciences of the scientific revolution. I don't think that when the King James translators used the word science that they were referring to any specific quote-unquote science that we now identify as post-scientific revolution. So astronomy, physics, chemistry, all of these things that people are customary, even medicine, all the things that people are customarily referring to here, I don't think that the King James translators had that meaning in mind when they used the word science, falsely so called. Now, let me try to explain to you why. So first, the word science in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20 is a translation of the Greek word gnosis, okay? Now, I know some of you are like Greek phobic and you're going to be all upset with me because I even mentioned Greek, but this is a textual fact, okay? You can get upset about it if you want to, but at the end of the day, this is a textual fact. The word science in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20 is a translation of the Greek word gnosis, okay? The Greek word gnosis occurs 29 times in 28 verses in the Textus Receptus, the Greek text supporting the King James Bible. Now, of those 29 occurrences, gnosis is rendered as knowledge in English 28 times by the King James translators and is only translated science this one time in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20. Okay, so let's just look at that quick. Okay, so here we have Blue Letter Bible, and I have the tools turned on for 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, and we're going to go look here, and we're going to find gnosis. So here's the Greek word gnosis. Here's the phrase translated in English by the King James translators of science. And so we want to look at this word gnosis. Okay, we want to check this word out and we want to see what's going on here with this particular word. Okay, so we see gnosis and then we see that knowledge. So King James translates this word knowledge as 28 times and science as one time. Okay, and the one time that it is translated science, if you just look at the list here, every other time gnosis is translated knowledge, except for one time, which is occurring in 1 Timothy. So you can run this list. I'll have a link to this in the description for this video so that you can check this out for yourself. And here's our verse, and there it is, science. Every other time gnosis is translated as knowledge by the King James translators. Okay, so that's point number one. This is a textual fact. You can get upset about it if you want to, but at the end of the day, it's unavoidable. This is the situation with the word science in the King James New Testament, okay? So let's look at point number two. Second, the King James Bible So before I show you this point, there's going to be a temptation for King James translators or King James advocates and Bible believers to say, well, they knew something about this particular case, which chose them to pick the word science. And so there's some sort of maybe uber spiritual reason why they translate gnosis as science in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, whereas all other 28 times they translate it knowledge. The problem with that is the King James translators are not the first people to do this. In fact, there's nearly 100-year standing tradition in the English Bible, starting with William Tyndale, to translate gnosis in this verse as science. Okay? So here we have the evidence. Here we have the data. The King James was neither the first nor the only English translation of the Textus Receptus to render gnosis as science in 1 Timothy 6:20. Again, this is a historical textual fact. You might not like this fact, but it's a fact nonetheless. So here we have Tyndale from 1526. Notice what it has. Oppositions of science, falsely so called. Coverdale, 1535. Oppositions of science, falsely so called. Matthews, 1537. Oppositions of science, falsely so called. Great Bible, oppositions of science, falsely so called. Geneva Bible, 1560. Oppositions of science, falsely so called. And then the Bishop's Bible, oppositions of science, falsely so called. So, therefore, King James advocates cannot claim any special spiritual significance for the inclusion of the word science in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, because as we can see and have demonstrated here, every pre-King James translation of the Textus Receptus, the preserved text into English, is rendering this word as science, from Tyndale in 1526 all the way to the Bishop's Bible, which is the immediate predecessor and base text for the King James Bible, according to rule number one given to the King James translators, that they were to translate the Bishop's Bible unless the truth of the original said otherwise. Okay? So, what do we have so far? Number one, we have the textual facts about gnosis and how it's translated. Then we have the historical facts about the history of translation. And now we need to consider the meaning of the word in 1604. So we can enter into the conversation now, Robert Cowdrey's A Table Alphabetical from 1604. Okay, now 1604 is the same year. So Cowdrey made this dictionary the same year that King James authorized or sanctioned a new translation of the Bible. The Hampton Court Conference met in January 1604, where the decision was made. That's the same year that this dictionary was published. Okay, so it's the same year that King James authorized the translation that bears his name. So what does that mean? That means then that the Table Alphabetical is a contemporary source with the translators. Okay? So it's contemporary with the translation process. So what it's doing is it's recording what English words meant in 1604 when the King James Bible was translated. Okay? So A Table Alphabetical contains the following entry for the word science. It says it equals knowledge or skill. Now here it is. Here is the title page, A Table Alphabetical, published in London in 1604. And here's the entry in yellow, science, knowledge, or skill. So this dictionary from 1604, the same year the translation was authorized, is saying that at that time the word science meant simply knowledge or skill. Okay? So let's go back up. A Table Alphabetical contains the following entry for the word science, knowledge, or skill. So at the time the King James Bible was translated, the English word science meant knowledge according to a contemporary dictionary. I've just showed you the photographic evidence. Therefore, in the early 17th century, when the King James Bible was translated, the English words knowledge and skill meant the same thing. They were synonyms, okay, of each other. This is objectively, verifiably provable here by looking at the evidence. So, other English language resources confirm that the earliest usage of the English word science had more to do with knowledge and or the process of knowing things than with modern empirical observational sciences of the scientific revolution. So the following are the primary meanings of the word science in resources that trace the etymology or historical development of words in English. Okay, so we can look at the Oxford English Dictionary. Okay, and we can see here, number one, this is the entry for science. And here is number one, the state or fact of knowing. Knowledge or cognizance of something, knowing as a personal attribute, now watch, now archaic and rare. In later use, chiefly scholastic theology with reference to knowledge as an attribute of God, and occasionally philosophy in the sense of knowledge as opposed to belief or opinion. So here is the meaning of the word, and we can see that it meant this going all the way back to 1350, predating the King James Bible by almost 300 years in this case. Okay? So here we have a meaning of science related to knowledge, just like the table alphabetical from 1604 said, that is an archaic use and rare. In other words, we don't use the word science this way anymore. Okay? It's not used in that sense anymore, but it used to be, as the table alphabetical shows us. Now, we could also look, so 1350, that's reaching back now into Middle English, and John Wycliffe translated the Bible into Middle English in the 1380s, and we can see a usage here going all the way back to 1350. So we can also look at the Middle English Dictionary. This is a dictionary of words in Middle English, okay? And we can see science, okay? And we can see the forms. We can see the etymology of these words, and we can see what is it? It's the first definition, what is known, knowledge, information, okay? So here again, we can go all the way back and we can look at word usages, again, going all the way back to the 1350s. We can see Wycliffe using the word this way in his Bible in a couple different passages where he's using the word science, where now the King James later on, they're going to use the word knowledge. So science is a word that is related to knowledge. In its earliest meaning and usage in the English language, this is what it is related to. We see that in 1604 with the table alphabetical. We see that in the OED. We see that here also in the Middle English Dictionary, that this is what the word meant, and we can trace it quite far back. And we could also look at the online etymological dictionary, which is going to give us the same information. Okay, I will have links in the description to the listing here in the Middle English Dictionary and also the Online Etymological Dictionary. I cannot provide the OED because you need a password and so forth to look at the OED, but there are these free resources that we can go by. Okay, so let's go back to our notes. So the English word science then had a nearly 300-year history as being used as a reference to knowledge and the process of knowing before the advent of the scientific revolution in the mid-16th century or the middle of the 1500s, okay? So that means then that this word has a meaning and usage that predates the scientific revolution, that predates Copernicus, that predates Francis Bacon, that predates all of these so-called luminaries of the scientific revolution, or Sir Isaac Newton or any of them. And the word historically in English is a word that is synonymous with knowledge or the process of knowing things. Okay. So William Tyndale then, I already showed you earlier on this list, William Tyndale used the word science, English word science, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, when he translated the New Testament in 1526. We also have seen that Wycliffe was using this